Hello and welcome.
What up?
8123 podcast from the future.
Big news right here.
Well, it's kind of a weird, interesting thing to talk about just because I've never been in this position before. But
you haven't. I haven't.
Yeah, you didn't. You missed a little bit of a tour one time in the beginning.
True.
But if you haven't read by now or watched whatever, I will not be coming on the European, UK, Ireland tour. I guess I can get into why and everything, but I guess first off, I'll begin with just the fact that, like, I am 150% in the band forever, and this is weird thing because I feel like people could just, like, read a little headline or something.
Oh, they will.
And, like, assume that maybe I'm not going to be in the band anymore or something. And so I figured if we went on the podcast, for anybody who had any concern, could it here
check out what's going on,
and
which should be pretty obvious, but into it.
But so I am having my first baby at the end of February. She's due on February the 20th.
Yep,
which is kind of midway through the tour. If you know anything about birthing, babies can come at any time,
and you definitely know that.
Yes, I was born
early,
two and a half months early. Yes,
if she was you,
she would already be
born. She'd already be here.
Yeah, but obviously I need to be home for
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, you do, and yes, very much so.
And to support my wife, which is an interesting thing to say that I have a wife.
Yes,
but,
we've talked about the wedding on the podcast, but I don't think I heard you say wife yet.
Wife, no.
Shout out to Shakira.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is that is the basic gist.
He's being a good father.
Yeah. So I I dedicate my time and my life to the band at all times, and that is going to continue to be the case. But there are some things that are a bit more important than playing the drums, which being a good dad is that. But that by no means means that we are, putting the band on hold in any way, or not going on tour as much, or like things like that. I think we're, it's just going to be an ongoing experiment to figure out how to do it. But
we did it 12 years one way.
Yeah.
And now we need to figure out how to do it after.
Yeah.
But we are now.
We have good ideas and things of how to do it, and she'll come out and hang out, and I'll come home on off days and things. And
what up?
I guess more so, I just wanted to kind of talk about the future and about just anybody that had any concern about any of that. I think in our band and with all of you guys, it's like the conversations are so open, and we're not trying to like hide any type of thing. So I just, I don't want any, misinformation.
Yeah.
Around. So, I will not be on the UK European tour. So I can be home when my baby's born and be there.
The thing I'm most sad about
beyond that
is I won't be able to be there
when
I wanted to be there.
I
was watching this episode of Boy Meets World, and it was when the parents were having their kid like way later, and they're all like waiting, and I was like, oh man, I get to do that. And then I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll be there in spirit.
Yes. You will. You will get a FaceTime call.
Okay.
But yeah. So, my buddy Andrew, who plays drums in a band called Catastro, he will be playing drums.
Yes.
For the band, and he's been
and has been.
He's been rehearsing with them, and I've been in the room with him, and we're going over parts, and I'm getting behind the kit and being like, "No, don't do it like that. You got to do it like this."
Yeah.
But he's doing great. And he's gonna freaking kill it. So say hi to him. Make him feel as a part of the AD123. Family.
He's
when you're at the shows.
He's a great dude and a great drummer. And I haven't really I've hung out with him a little bit before this, but we've been really hanging out and connecting.
Yeah.
Like he's been I've been his like, is it hi-hat? Like just we have that thing that you and me do.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like I do like look.
What comes next? Yeah.
And he's like, and then yeah. So I feel like I've been his like it's been you as the main helper, yeah. And then I'm while we're playing mm-hmm. second helper.
So yeah, I've got to be a part of band practice without actually playing the drums, which has been interesting. But
yeah, not to mention you fucking smashed your
we didn't talk about
the
that,
first
yeah.
day, so it ends up being kind of just weirdly okay.
I mean, I could play right now,
yeah, but. But it seemed like, okay, so first practice, like we're just got everything set up. We're ready to play for like the first time. Pat goes into the control room at the studio, comes out, and some reason, a ghost or something, slams a door into his two fingers and just, I mean, I'm like, this guy, he broke his hand or his fingers for sure. And I mean, they're disgusting looking, right?
Even yeah,
right
now. Yeah. They're gross.
They're blue. They look like you dyed or you painted them blue.
Yeah.
And so
it hurt way worse than when I broke my foot, which is weird, just because I just slammed a finger in the door. But
and so it was like a weird, like it was like a passing of a torch in a weird way. It's like, okay, well, I actually can't play now. So here you go, Andrew.
But yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm still like doing all the things that I always do. Like I'm going to bring all the equipment to the airport and I'm getting all the bags checked in for the trip and
yeah.
doing all these things. So it's very much as if I'm there. I just can't hit the drums. So, yeah, but I'll still be, you know, it's going to be weird watching the first like videos and looking
I
on
know.
Like, I'm going to be, you know, looking at all the tagged videos on Instagram and everything. So, but everyone please be very good to Andrew. Cause he's an awesome guy. So,
tag when you tag us in the Instagram videos, you should also put hi Pat.
Yeah.
Cause he will be watching every single one of them.
Oh yeah. So that's going to be weird. It's going to be weird, like, seeing pictures of you guys, like, out after the show at the meet and greet and, like, not being there. And
dude, I'm going to have to be the whip in this thing.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I've been thinking about it. It's like, okay, well, someone's got to be the adult. All right, Jared, let's go sign. Like, you know.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Or, like, even sound check. Like, yo, we got to go.
Yeah. So... Yeah, it is, I don't know, it's obviously like, I think I went through all the different like emotions and phases of this thing, and I've felt guilty for feeling sad that I'm not going to be there, because then I'm like, well, like, why would I be sad about not going, because something, you know, the reason I'm not going is so happy and all these things, and I've just kind of gone through all the different things, and I've kind of come to the conclusion that you know, I'm proud that you know, we're in a position that I can not be there and that things are going to go well, and
yeah,
and then I can be home for a really important time, and then also you know, just excited for you guys to get back and us to start working on whatever comes next. And
yeah,
it's going to be, I feel like the weirdest thing for you is going to be how it's going to feel, the time difference, where like, yeah, you know, yeah, how you talk to Tim all the, like, pretty yeah, much all the time still when you're over there, mm-hmm, but like you talking to us and be like, yo, it's like fucking, I don't know, 2 a.m. or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, it's just going to be like, yeah, you're going to know what weird that feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to, all of you guys that are going to be at the shows, I'm really, really going to miss seeing you, but we will be back for sure. We're back over there a lot. So
there's important things for Pat to be doing.
Yeah. So, thank you to everybody who,
oh, wait, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to stay up till my 6 a.m. and talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to have no one to talk to.
I know. Fuck.
Me and Pat, usually when we're over there, we'll stay up till like 6 a.m. pretty much every day and just talk about whatever.
Yeah. It just kind of happens. But yeah, again, the main, long live 8123 in the main, it's just a one time thing, one tour, and I'll be back in action and we'll be doing it. So, thank you guys for the kind, words and encouragement and support and things. And, I will keep you in the loop on all things in my life. And so the next couple episodes of the podcast will be like pre-recorded, and then maybe we'll do one over the phone. Would be kind of cool. So
cool, you know, yep,
like while you're there,
yeah,
I can just come and record it.
I need to get the Instagram login, so
oh yeah,
I can be posting videos.
Yeah. So I'm going to be like constantly sending text messages to people, like, or like to Garrett, like, how long did everybody wait after the show to go out to the meet and greet? Like all this shit that I fucking am thinking about when we're on there. So
see, it's a good thing. It's a growing moment for all of us.
Yeah.
Yep. See, we're becoming better at this.
Yeah. So, awesome. Well, I'm going to miss you guys, everybody over in England. Go out to the shows, get your tickets, make Andrew feel welcome, make the guys have fun, go nuts, you know, all that good stuff. The mirror, bringing it over there. So that's exciting. Cool. Well, we'll talk to you, about a week or so.
Dope.